Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Over this past weekend, learned about how they're trying to utilize artificial intelligence when it comes to healthcare, and in particular, helping diagnose cancers and other utilizations. And joining me is Dr. Natalie Gentile, and we've talked to Doc before, of Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think when people hear artificial intelligence, doctor, they immediately think this robots are going to take over the world. There's always a yin and yang with technology, as we've seen with the internet. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. But artificial intelligence can play a key role, as I understand, in helping doctors first with diagnosis. So how does this work now? And is it being utilized here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it looks like it's being rolled out here in Pittsburgh and explored, which is not surprising given we have so many health centers, plus we are such a technological hub in the country. So it's really exciting to see how this is being applied in medicine. If you think about a lot of diagnoses, it can really surround pattern recognition and rely on pattern recognition, which is something that AI can be excellent at, right? And then once you can do that pattern recognition, then you can start to extrapolate for the nuances, right, which we talk about as like the art of medicine. So it's very exciting.
So I would say, just as a lay person, that if I'm thinking about it, so you as a physician or any doctor, depending on what your skill sets are and, you know, which medicine you've chose to work in and study, is if I'm talking to a patient, and I'm asking questions like you normally would, right, to try to figure out what's wrong with somebody. I'm just talking about for anything. It seems to me the artificial intelligence access in hearing what the patient's saying could provide you as the physician. Now, the machine's not making a decision. They're just providing you with more tools and information as that process goes on. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then in the case of trying to diagnose and potentially help cure some cancers, it would be next step in next generation, which obviously is the hope.
Yeah, and I think what they're really talking about in particular here in Pittsburgh right now is diagnosis via imaging. So, you know, radiology applications of artificial intelligence, which makes a lot of sense because, again, pattern recognition, anatomy, like these types of things are something you can absolutely apply with AI and have been coming down the pipeline for a while.
But it's actually happening, right? They're trying, they're testing this, using it?
Yes. I was reading about one that has to do with mapping out for skin cancer, too. So, again, thinking about like something that is looking at anatomy, something which in this case it's the skin, and looking for patterns and changes in those patterns.
But just to be clear, you're not talking to a robot. If you're the patient,
you're not talking to a robot if you're the patient. And boy, I sure hope that's never the case. Right. Although what's cool is like we are using technology so much, especially already with like people in rural settings to apply healthcare, for example, stroke diagnosis, being able to talk to people from afar where you're at a stroke center, but somebody's in a rural community and you're able to talk through, you know, AI, using AI and using telemed. So again, these things have been slowly, I think, rolling. Well, like, not even slowly, but they've been rolling out over time, and it seems like it's really starting to come to a head.
Yeah, and especially when you're talking about what the pandemic did was telemedicine became accelerated in its usage. Are we using it more than we did pre-pandemic? I would imagine you are.
Yeah, I already was using a lot. I always try to say that our direct primary care practices were doing telemed before it was cool, because it really is, you know, a convenient thing, especially for patients. But I'd say that it's starting to slow down, obviously, compared to in the middle of the pandemic, but it's certainly something I think we've realized is very beneficial for the healthcare system.
Yeah, around the country, we're in this region, we're pretty blessed, as you know, with our healthcare community and our high tech. But there are a lot of places around the country that are healthcare deserts. You know, we hear about food deserts for people, but there are healthcare deserts too, which the telemedicine can help tremendously.
Yeah, and they're not that far away from our city, right? Like, you only have to go 30 minutes, an hour outside of the city where you start to see major access issues. So, yes, it's something that can be applied in this region and continues to be applied. I also want to say with AI, you know, with, like, for example, ChatGPT, patients, you always think about Dr. Google, you know, patients looking up their symptoms and trying to find answers. And that can be a potential downside and danger with things like ChatGPT for now, you know, where people are typing in a symptom and getting a differential diagnosis of what could be going on. There's still, again, the art of medicine. There's still the value of the physical exam. There's still the value of knowing someone over time and being able to apply that context to your diagnosis. But obviously, these are things that are going to continue to evolve.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because the personal interaction, when possible, even though you can be as efficient as you need to be, because there are shortages of physicians in many places too, as you know, but it's still good to have that one-on-one when possible if the assistance for you is just better information. But I'm so glad you brought up the self-diagnosis issue, because a splinter or a aspirin can lead to death for people who search this stuff, and they doom scrolling in medicine. Yeah, where the patients come in and they already are trying to tell you what's wrong with them, right?
Well, I mean, one of the scariest things is patients having access to their results of tests before the doctor has even seen them. I mean, that has opened a Pandora's box, because then the layperson doesn't know how to interpret lab results, right? Especially when they see something that's out of the range of normal. And obviously, those of us who have practiced medicine for a long time know how to interpret those things within context. And so people, like you said, doom scroll. They have significant health anxiety over these things because they have access to information that they don't necessarily know how to put into context.
Well, once again, Pittsburgh is in the forefront of utilizing artificial intelligence to help our medical community. Dr. Natalie Gentile of Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh, always appreciate catching up with you. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's fascinating. I think artificial intelligence, Aaron, that's how you would identify some of the people that we work with, really. And coming up, and that excludes Lynn Hayes Preland next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.